Oh wow. Look at that guy over there wearing the skinny jeans with the American Apparel V-neck and big rim glasses, riding the fixed gear bike. He's such a hipster. A hipster, you say? What really is a hipster? And why does nobody self-respectingly admit to being one? Well, hipster culture is generally defined by its critics as an odd dance of self-identity, where one adamantly denies their existence while wearing clearly defined symbols that proclaims it. The following interviews are such cases of this refusal of individuals to internalize an ascribed label that they don't identify with because of the negative connotations generally associated with it. Tell me a bit about yourself.
My name's Chantel. I'm 26 years old. I'm a makeup artist. I've been doing makeup for 7 years, and I'm in the fashion industry.
How would you describe a hipster or hipster culture, that is?
I would describe a hipster culture as people who follows a fashion trend in an extreme way, enjoys the nightlife, is almost like a rebel in their own way. Yeah, I guess that's what I would define like a hipster.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Any specific like markings they have, or is someone you could pick them out in a crowd, how would you find a hipster?
I think for myself, in a fashion sense way, like, they would stand out, like, amongst the original, like, person in their, you know, San Diego printed t-shirt, there would be, like, you know, obviously a difference, like...
With their vintage clothing.
Exactly. Like, the style sense is a completely different feel, and that is, I think, what's appealing to, like, the whole idea of it. So that would be something that would, you know, pinpoint that
even
hipster...
That, yeah.
Like, title, I guess.
Yeah, even that aspect of it, though, is it's very ambiguous, right?
It's very ambiguous. You know.
You can just see it. It's like a note when you see it thing, kind of
Yeah,
thing,
it's like,
right?
Sidebar, that person has style. Like,
yeah, they must
they,
be.
You know, have some sort of idea of what's going on and understands the idea of the culture.
Okay, cool. Well, then, are you a hipster?
The thing is, though, I can't, like... I don't want to, like, put a title on myself, like, and I know that that's, like, the whole thing, like, we all want to believe that we're our own person, and, you know, we're not trying to follow anyone, and blah, blah, but, I mean, I guess, but not really.
But you wouldn't want to, like, outright say, I'm a hipster.
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't, like,
that.
You just don't do it.
You just don't do it, right? that's part of the deal, right? If you admit you're a hipster, are you even a hipster?
Yeah, I definitely not gonna like freaking like put a name tag on that says, "Hi, nice to meet you. My name's Chantel, and I'm a hipster. What do? You know?" I think we all like to believe we're our own independent person.
Have you ever been called a hipster before?
Yeah, I think more in like a jokingly way. I definitely feel like my surroundings are of those people, so it's not really something that it's like, yeah, me and my hipster friends are gonna do the bar thing, like...
It's just your friends,
it's
right?
It's just my friends, you know? We're not, like, a crew of hipsters,
it's not your defining characteristic, it's just we're friends, we have common interests.
It doesn't define me at all. I'm not gonna put a label on myself.
Okay. Generally, like, why do you think people look upon hipster or hipster culture with, like, disdain?
I can only, like, assume because it has that I don't give a shit attitude that goes, like, alongside with it. It's almost like people are upset. Oh, these kids don't care about anything and have no, like, boundaries. Mm-hmm. And they just are, like, free-willed kids and, you know, whatever.
Okay, cool. Going back to what you talked about earlier about belongingness... Whether directly or indirectly, do you generally identify with people who are labeled hipsters?
I think we're inspired by the same things as far as trend, makeup, fashion, music, all those kind of things. The bar scenes, like different atmospheres. I think that that whole community is drawn to those same things. So it is comfortable surroundings being in those places and being able to relate to those people.
Can you name some, like, notable celebrities that you maybe consider hipsters? To try and get a better, like, grasp of, like what a hipster would look like for, like, the general person out there?
As far as celebrity-wise, Lindsay Lohan is, like, a perfect example.
There you go. I was thinking Kanye West myself, kind of like a hip-hop hipster kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. He follows the trend. He does that whole thing.
Yeah.
He, you know, takes it to the next level without... caring if it's going to make sense to anyone or not. But I would definitely, hands down, have to go with Lindsay Lohan. The Olsen twins are a perfect example. they would stand out as the hipsters. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not done up in the gowns on the frickin', you know, red carpet. They're, you know, in the streets doing their thing. I would definitely say those handful of celebrities would be perfect examples.
So whether or not you agree with the like symbolic meaning of hipster, would you say somebody becomes a hipster when they're labeled as one? Or does it happen when you deny being a hipster? Are you really defined as a hipster?
That's kind of a tricky question. I would have to say, like, I guess if you're already doing something, you are that. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're all of a sudden going to become and, like, be a transformer.
So would you say that if you admit being a hipster, would you actually be a hipster?
No, I think it'd be the opposite.
All right, is there anything else you want to add to this conversation at all and the hipster culture or any aspect of it?
So I feel like people just want to put labels on things when it's really, like, irrelevant. People are going to do and be what they want to be, and realistically, there needs to be no label, you know?
When you see hipsters on the street yell, "Hipster!" and they'll turn around and get real mad that they acknowledge that they are hipsters. Labeling people is a seemingly simple and innocent act that we conveniently engage in every day of our lives, in order to reduce our uncertainty about others and to reinforce our own conceptions of self and social relations. It's a way for us to exert a sense of control over the chaotic world we live in, and allows us to focus on things that are seemingly more important. We think it's safe to say, though, that we don't identify with all the labels attributed to us, and we find it much easier to simply label others, because labels all too often are overgeneralized and fail to recognize the unique characteristics of the individual, aside from the groups they are identified with. Can you tell me a bit about yourself, maybe?
My name is Steph, I'm 26 years old, and I'm a student at Cal State Long Beach.
Okay. Could you describe what you're wearing right now?
I'm just kind of wearing a little mix of pre-owned, family-owned items. Like, I have a jacket on that was my uncle's, a scarf that was my grandma's, a dress, tights, and vintage boots that were my mom's.
How would you describe a hipster or a hipster culture?
I think the epitome of hipster culture lives on Bedford Avenue in Brooklyn, New York City. I think that that's the kind of hipster that, you know, people want to be like, because they're like the extreme hipsters. Like the new bands that are coming out that are coming from Brooklyn, like, you know, MGMT and Santa Gold and Vampire Weekend.
Okay.
That kind of whole, like, young and cool and hip and styly, but kind of retro as well.
Okay. So with that, are you a hipster?
No. I mean, maybe, like, to me, maybe on an ideological level, I think so. Like, if you're talking about people who don't necessarily, like, participate in the mainstream or, like, the MTV crowd or what's being heavily marketed, I'm a little bit under the radar. So if that's, like, hipster, maybe in those ways.
So have you ever been called a hipster before?
Yes, I have. You know, I think people use it kind of like, oh, such a hipster.
Yeah.
You know, and my immediate response is like, no, I'm not. Well, first of all, I'm kind of shocked because, like, I don't think I'm hip. I think I'm pretty square, especially since, like, going back to school, I don't do anything very social. You know, I'm kind of working or at school, or I'll just go to, you know, a local bar that happens to be, like, an older crowd Irish bar. So I think, well, funny that you think that about me. And then second of all, no, I'm not, because I don't think of myself as the people that I lived amongst in Brooklyn, you know, with, like, the tattoos and the rooster haircuts and the skinny, skinny jeans. And, you know, I don't know. There's a whole aesthetic that I don't think I embody.
Why do you think the people generally look at hipster culture or hipsters with disdain? Where did hipsterdom go wrong?
I think it went wrong with the whole trust fund baby elitism. Trying to live out this whole, like, I'm dirt poor and hungry and I'm in a rock band, or I'm an artist.
Yeah, I ride
or
a fixed gear. But
I ride a fixed gear, and it's like, well, we know you're not dirt poor. You just want to look that way, and you just want to drink cheap beer because it's cool, and you just, you know, it's like drinking, like, the cheap beer and then having a very expensive fixed gear bicycle and then having the very expensive iPod or whatever else it is. I don't know, it sends mixed messages of like...
superficiality?
Well, it's superficial and there's a level of unattainability. You know, like the whole like, I'm cool and you're not and you're never going to be because you don't have these things.
Yeah.
And whatever they're portraying to have are based on false realities. Like, you're not a starving artist.
Yeah.
You just want to look like one. And then you're telling other people that you can't also do that because A, I'm not an artist, and B, I'm not starving, I make money. You know, I don't know. It's just kind of that. You just want to look tragic.
Yeah, right.
And no one's ever going to look as tragic as you are.
Would you consider them, like, an ideal hipster then? Or do people that don't really try that much, would that be a hipster?
I think it's the people who do try. Like, those are the people that I would say have generated the negative response. Prime example, I used to work at American Apparel, which has become
the hipster mecca.
Hipster mecca. Because it doesn't say anything, because there's no labels on it. However, everybody who knows what American Apparel is knows what's from American Apparel because they all have it too.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that whole, like, I only wear things made in America, so I'm going to wear, like, Levi's, American Apparel, and Tom's, you know, and therefore you're going to judge people who might be wearing a Gap sweatshirt that says made in China, but then think about everything else that's in your home. Like, are you eating things grown locally? Are you also only listening to equipment that was assembled in America? Is your guitar from America? I don't know.
More than likely not,
yeah,
right?
So it's kind of like there's that labeling that, like, someone's buying into the corporate ideologies more than you are, but if you examine it on a deeper level, we're all buying into the same things.
Yeah.
We just choose different stores.
Whether directly or indirectly, do you generally identify with people who are labeled hipsters? Like, is there a community out there, like a sense of belongingness?
In some sense, yeah. I think that you'll see those extremes, and I'll want nothing to do with them. You know, like the extreme hipster, and you think, oh my gosh, I don't want to sit by them in class because they're just going to be like persnickety, or, you know, just talking crap the whole class period.
Yeah.
And then there's those that you kind of feel like, well, they also look like they kind of meld in under the radar, kind of sit alone, but maybe you'll share some, you know, common interests, form a little friendship.
Can you name some, like, notable celebrities that you would consider hipster for the layman to try and get an idea of?
When you ask me, I think, first of all, there's a couple of, like, wannabe hipsters. And to me, in the limelight, I think Pete Wentz and Ashley Simpson.
Okay.
And I don't know about you, but I remember when Ashley Simpson was not a hipster.
Yeah.
You know, she made a pretty wild transformation when she started dating Pete Wentz. So it's kind of like, okay, but they embody that style, that look, you know, the pork pie hats, the keffiyehs, the leather jackets, the skinny jeans, you know, you can get it at Urban Outfitters.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think of the people who are also out there, but they're not really notable. Like, I don't know, what about, like, M. Ward? He's, like, indie singer-songwriter, but he's in that band, She and Him, with Zooey Deschanel. She's kind of, everyone always describes her as, like, a quirky actress. They just kind of are hip, and it's a little less contrived looking.
Do you become a hipster when you're labeled as a hipster, or does it happen when you deny being one?
I think it's a lifestyle. I think it embodies more than just a label. Like, your identity cannot be ascribed to you. Like, Brett, you're a hipster, therefore you are. And if you say, no, I'm not, then therefore you are, that doesn't really work. Because then it sounds like you're just saying no just to be disagreeable.
Yeah.
Just like it sounds like, oh, I'll be okay with it later, but I'm not okay with it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I'm not okay with it, it's just not true, but if that's what you want to say about me, I can live with it. But I think it's a lifestyle that involves a series of ritual activity, like the kind of company you keep, the kinds of extracurricular things that you're into, like basically, where do you go to feed your mind? What stimulates you?
Well, is there anything else you want to add to the whole hipster phenomenon that you feel like we didn't really flesh out?
There's a really big price you pay to have this look, to have this aesthetic.
Yeah.
That's what ruins it for a lot of people, is it becomes about spending money to look a certain way, and that's never what it was about in the first place.
Is that being me?
It was about reappropriating old things, making them meaningful, stimulating yourself. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's not the group of people that are ruining a certain persona or a certain image or whatever. It's when people reproduce it for your consumption to get money out of you and make it less meaningful and make it less unique to the individual.
Stigma usually associated with hipster culture seems to have arisen from an abundance of hasty generalizations, which attempt to essentialize the characteristics of this subculture that continuously redefines itself, and in turn, defies static definition. And within this seemingly undefinable, yet somehow easily recognizable phenomenon known as hipster culture, there lies a manufactured and uneasy divide between those who ambivalently claim to be authentic hipsters, and then the homogenized hipsters that superficially attempt to consume the genuine hipster aesthetic. These perspectives give you an idea of the disparate groups of people that are lumped together under the all-encompassing hipster label, and lends evidence to the label's lack of continuity that allows it to misidentify individuals who share some similar tastes and interests. Compound this with the negative connotations associated with the label, and you begin to see why the label is adamantly denied by those who have it attributed to them. We hope that by highlighting two similar but different perspectives of hipster culture, that you've come to see how the oftentimes innocent and convenient act of labeling leads to overgeneralizations that prevent us from recognizing and respecting the unique characteristics of a culture and the individuals within it. Hopefully, you will reanalyze the ways in which you exert control over others through the act of labeling and assess whether or not it's conducive to positive interactions. We recommend that you remain open to different interpretations of the world, which will help you to realize the potential that lies within diversity and non-judgmental communication.